Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Watch out, Virgin Galactic. There's a new space tourism company in town. A company called Worldview is planning to float passengers up to the edge of space, about 20 miles into the sky, via balloon by the end of 2016. While there's no real consensus on where exactly space begins, the International Astronautical Federation thinks it starts at the 100-kilometer mark, about 62 miles up. And according to that definition, this five-hour joyride gets you a third of the way there. It also includes cocktails, stunning views of the stars and the blackness of space and the curvature of the Earth, and all for the hefty sum of only $75,000. Well, that's about the price of a new entry-level Tesla. While Worldview has not tested the balloon with passengers, Popular Science has reported that this last test included a computer system and a high-definition video link from Montana State University and a technology that measures ozone gas at the University of North Florida. The data gathered will help inform future development of the balloon. Take a look at the photos of the balloon and this Winnebago-sized space capsule, which contains a bathroom and a refreshment bar, at darkmatternews.com. Got news tips? Send them to us at darkmatternews.com. The Library of Congress holds many images of a missile site radar building in North Dakota in the shape of an uncapped pyramid. The Safeguard program was created in the 1960s in order to shoot down Russian missiles, and these images taken by a government employee shows the pyramid, which was built in order to track the end of the world via radar. The pyramid features what appears to be an all-seeing eye on each of its sides, and some have compared it to the Mayan ruins at Chichen Itza. Both were monuments built for the purpose of navigational tracking, and may have had a somewhat similar yet still chilling apocalyptic anticipating purpose. And we've got these photos up for you now at darkmatternews.com. Let us know what you think of them. Take a look at them. Let us know what you think.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860, 800-733-6860.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860. 800-733-6860.
Forget constantly stopping to refill your water bottle on long bike rides. This designer has come up with a new way to quench your thirst on the go. Christoph Rietzar, a student at the University of Applied Arts in Vienna, Australia, has invented a little thing called Fontus, which he calls a self-filling water bottle for your bicycle. According to Rietzar, this device collects the moisture contained in the air, condenses it, and stores it as safe drinking water. It's powered by solar energy and can yield up to a half a liter of water per hour if you're riding in the right amount of sunlight. He says he was motivated by the idea of bringing clean drinking water to those who have little or no access to it and must rely on bicycles as a primary source of transportation. The revolutionary idea is in the running for a James Dyson Award. There's an interesting and, well, eerie photo up at darkmatternews.com right now. An Australian hiker took this photo. He says it's a ghost. Does the photo give you an eerie feeling? A man hiking in a national park in rural Queensland, Australia, was taking photographs of the terrain when he suddenly felt he was being watched and sustained an overwhelming sense of dread. After looking through the photos that he took of the wilderness, he noticed what appeared to be a man behind a pile of tree limbs. The photo taken also shows a bald man with a beard wearing a red jumpsuit of some sort. The Toowoomba Ghost Chasers group claims that one of their members snapped the photograph and the image has been posted to Facebook, which has received much attention from various media outlets. The Toowoomba Waterhole has been known as a popular site for suicides, and some viewers of this image claim to feel a sense of pain and strong discomfort while staring at the figure. Whether or not the image in the photograph is a real paranormal phenomenon, it's yet to be determined, but it certainly has created a buzz throughout the web. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.